After days of resisting the theory that a bomb might have been responsible for the deaths of hundreds of Russians, Vladimir Putin has agreed to suspend air traffic with Egypt until a cause is confirmed. A bomb in the hold of the Metro jet is still considered the most credible theory, with UK and US intelligence agencies reportedly picking up chatter about a plot. The Kremlin says the decision to suspend flights does not mean it believes a bomb was responsible. Here's our Europe correspondent Lisa Miller.
We've been told the planes can't land. We've been told...
Frustration from passengers at the crowded Sharm el-Sheikh airport.
So we want to go home.
Britain's ambassador, John Casson, was the target of their wrath, but there was little he could add.
The challenging, difficult logistical issues to work through. This is a busy airport.
British Airlines sent planes to pick up the thousands who've been stranded, who were told they could travel as long as their checked bags and hand luggage travelled separately. British Transport Secretary Patrick McLaughlin.
Arrangements are being put in place so that the vast majority of those that should have come home either Wednesday, Thursday or today will in fact be back home by the end of the day.
But at least one of those jets was forced to return to Manchester without even landing, blaming confused messages coming out of Egypt, and other flights were also cancelled.
We're not probably going to leave today. We've got to wait for a list to be sent through. To tell us when our flight's going to be and then how long we're going to wait, whether we go to a hotel or not, or, yeah, whatever we're going to do.
Adding to the chaos, Russia's decision to stop all flights in and out of all airports in Egypt. But there's still no conclusive evidence about why the Airbus crashed shortly after takeoff from the Red Sea resort area. If it was a successful bomb attack by Islamic State militants, it will impact how Russia approaches airstrikes in Syria. And the British Defence Secretary, Michael Fallon, says it should also raise serious questions for the British Parliament.
I'm asking MPs particularly to reflect on the fact that the streets of Britain at the moment are being kept safe by American, Australian and French aircraft striking at the heart of ISIL in northeast Syria from where ISIL is organised and directed.
The Commons voted 2 years ago to block airstrikes in Syria, a decision the Defence Secretary says may have to be reconsidered if speculation about a terror attack is confirmed. This is Lisa Miller in London for Saturday AM.